And you see, prior to 1925, Babe had been making rather enemies, not enemies, but he had been finding ill favor even among the ball players in the league because of some of his obstreperous actions and even among his own. But after a while, after 25, Babe, even among the ball players, especially the American leaguers, was very, very well liked and very well loved. He was the guy that could stop practice even when he went to the plate. He was the guy that they watched. He was the guy that they swore by. And I would say that Babe was tremendous in all those respects. So to talk about Ruth in this respect is to shortchange him a little bit. Because if you're going to write about Ruth, you should write everything about Ruth. If you're going to talk about him, you should talk everything about him. And it leaves much to be desired. There are qualifications to everything I said about him. I don't want to make him out of nogri to any degree because of the fact that the fellow's IQ was very high even without formal education. He had many very adroit answers to many questions asked him. He tried to be as warm and decent with everybody as he could possibly be. And I say these things under advisement or not under advisement, any way that you care to accept them. That I recognize that Babe had a side of him I suppose, be a little bit shocking in some respects. But I say this in conclusion in speaking about Ruth, that if there is a judgment day, and when judgment day comes, I rather suspect that whoever does the judging is going to find more pluses on the side of Ruth than minuses.